our study that we've been on for several weeks on the road to ruin. And it's rooted in secular humanism, atheism, and it is a great evil in our society. And I really believe that you can trace, there's always been people who have hated the Bible. I mean, Jesus, in John chapter 15, made it clear that if you are my disciple, people are going to hate you. They're going to hate the Word of God. It's true of the natural man. But you look at the way that society and culture has been transformed over the past, we often say the last 100 years, because that's just a familiar phrase, but this goes back way into the philosophy that came out of the French Revolution, which, if you study the two revolutions, the American Revolution was more of a freedom and liberation unto truth. The basis of a lot of things in American society was the Word of God, the moral law. Again, I'm not saying that we were ever I know this is going to upset you, but we've never been a majority of Christians in America. But there has been a Christian ethic and value system. And that's what our nation was founded upon. You look at the French Revolution, and it was really a freedom to do anything you wanted. A libertine type of freedom. And it's interesting that just recently, France became the first nation in all the world to put in their constitution the right to abortion at every phase. That's in their constitution. They just passed it. So they have openly professed, we are the ultimate members of the death cult that hate God, hate His Word, hate life, hate the Creator. We are defying Him as a nation. And that's what the ultimate end of humanism is. To defy God and favor the opinions, the philosophies, the desires of men. Now, I got into this just a little bit last week. I've got a little book, and I'm not saying this is their entire belief system, but if you would read this little pamphlet, it contains Humanist Manifestos 1 and 2. It gives you the essence of secular humanism and atheism. And you'll find out that really Karl Marx has a lot to do with psychology, with sexual perversion, philosophy, all the socialism. You know, there really wasn't a science of psychology until the 1800s. Men, up to that point, men looked to the Bible to figure out how to think. I mean, in Western civilization. And people began to question Scripture. Now, there were two of these. The first one came out in 1933. I told you last week, John Dewey was one of the signers. John Dewey was a philosopher, an educator. He understood that in order for these things to be implemented, these humanistic, where man is his own God, you completely reject the authority of Scripture, the idea of God, a moral right and wrong based upon an absolute truth. He knew that in order to refute all that and get all that out, you had to educate educators at the college level to infiltrate and indoctrinate the youth. What's happened since the 30s? Well, almost every institution of higher learning has adopted evolution as a scientific fact. And I'm telling you, it's a lie from hell. It's a lie of the devil in every respect. If you adopt an evolutionary worldview, you are rejecting the Christian worldview that's based on the Word of God. The second Humanist Manifesto was written in 1973, and it was even more open and direct in its hatred for God and His Word. But these are things that have been embedded now in our society. It started, I think, way back with Karl Marx, his Communist Manifesto, and then out of that came the science of psychology, where men supposedly know how to read men's minds and correct him. Now, I'm not saying that, I don't want to get into a fight about this, but I really believe our counselor, the greatest counselor there is God in His Word. And I really believe if we get back to this, we'll think right. But I will guarantee you, I believe there's people that need help. They need to talk out the things that are inside of them, because people are messed up by nature. But also, German rationalism came about, and the science of higher criticism of the Scriptures, which in the late 1800s came in vogue in German universities, theological universities, where they began to doubt the authority, the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures, and they did it forcefully. And those seeds of doubt were planted, and they started coming to fruition. I mean, by the time you get to, let's say, 1940, almost universally, people have rejected creation and adopted evolution in school systems across the world. So, in a couple generations, the teaching of creation was replaced by a lie of Satan. Here's what we're going to cover this morning. Here's what they say in Humanist Manifesto. There is a great danger of a final, and we believe fatal, identification of the word religion with doctrines and methods which have lost their significance and which are powerless to solve the problem of human living in the 20th century. Now let me translate that for you. The Bible is not the authority anymore. We've got to teach that the Scriptures are fallacious. They're not true. They're not helpful. This was written about religion in the Humanist Manifesto
We believe, however, that traditional, dogmatic, or authoritarian religions that place Revelation, that's not the book of Revelation, that is the Revelation. God's holy word that place Revelation, God, ritual, or creed above human needs and experience do a disservice to the human species. Any account of nature should pass the test of scientific evidence in our judgment. The dogmas and myths of traditional religions do not do so. Even at this late date in human history, certain elementary facts based on the critical use of scientific reason have to be restated. We find insufficient evidence for belief in the existence of a supernatural. It is either meaningless or irrelevant to the question of the survival and fulfillment of the human race. As non-theists, we begin with humans, not God. Nature, not deity. Nature may indeed be broader and deeper than we now know. Any new discoveries, however, but will enlarge our knowledge of the natural. They wanted, and they were successful at denying the inspiration and the authority of the Holy Scriptures. Now, I'm not going to give you all the arguments for the authority and inspiration of the Scripture. I'm going to let the Scripture speak for itself. I think sometimes, and I don't think there's anything wrong with the science of apologetics where you take a position that is false and you prove it to be wrong. And you offer your the reasons to refute that. The only problem I have is the idea that we've got to try to explain what people have to receive by faith. Why do I believe the Bible? Well, because God says the Bible is true. That every word of God is pure. Why do I believe that? Because God said it. And I regard God as the ultimate authority. And as a believer in Jesus Christ, I believe that He is the express image of God. That He is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. But I've never seen Him. I've never heard Him speak audibly. How do I believe that? The gift of faith. The Bible makes it clear all men have not faith. Now they have faith in themselves, they have faith in systems, they have faith in human philosophy and ideals, but faith in God is absolutely necessary if you're going to believe the Bible. Even before I was saved, when I sat in university classes at University of Cincinnati, and it seemed like we had to go through, they were trying to mock the book of Genesis. And I remember, now I didn't know anything about the book of Genesis. I had never read the book of Genesis. I knew that the first verse says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." I knew that much. But there was something in me that when they began to deny that the Bible was true, as a lost heathen man, I rebelled against that in my mind. And I thought to myself, you know, these people are treading on some pretty holy ground. So where did I get that? I was raised with a Christian ethic, even if my parents didn't know it. There was some measure of respect for the Bible. Still left way back in the 70s when everything was going haywire. The 60s and 70s, everything went haywire. People began to reject the Bible and deny the authority of Scripture. Look what the Bible says about itself in 2 Timothy. Paul writes to this young preacher who had been saved. He was mentored by Timothy. And he says in verse 14, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Now, a secular humanist, a human philosopher who adopts humanism and atheism, Marxism, they completely, entirely don't believe these verses at all. Verse 16, all Scripture, all of it, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Remember what they said? We got to do away with the old doctrines, the old creeds of religion, of revelation. Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what the Bible says about itself. I believe all that. I take it by faith that God, I know God's Word transforms lives. And it's righteous altogether. Turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit. He moved, motivated, and instructed men to write exactly what God wanted revealed. That's what we have. It is the more sure word of prophecy. Turn over to 12. These are why I believe these things. Because they're in the Word of God. I think they're going to have to change my blood pressure medicine. Psalm 12, verse 6. "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted." You know what? When you reject the purity, the authority, the inspiration of Scripture, the vilest of men are exalted. Think about people that are in our current government right now. Our press secretary is an open, flaming lesbian who makes no bones about it. And
acts as if it's normal. It's not normal. It's an abomination to God. These are people that have been put in positions of authority in the United States government. We have, in the Department of Health and Human Services, a man who dresses like a woman, who says that he is a woman, who is not a woman. And he is the one that helps to formulate transgender policies that directly influence your kids. The vilest men are exalted. The whole thing, the premise is, it's an entire lie. Why is it? Why would anybody believe for even a minute that a man can become a woman? Because they have rejected God as Creator and the Word of God as truth. It's exactly why. And that's why we're where we're at. The denial of the inspiration of Scripture. And of course, it's big money too. You may think I've been preaching against this quite a bit. Part of the reason is people need to wake up. The ungodly have an agenda. And they're not content to just teach it to their children. They want yours. They want to ruin them. Our nation is becoming more and more effeminate. And there's a reason why. You look at the fall of every single society that had a dominance. Romans chapter 1. They all deny God as Creator. They all deny the natural order of men and women, and they begin to engage in sexual immorality through homosexual relations. Read it, Romans 1. It goes all the way back, man. May God give us grace to believe the truth of the Bible. You say, well, you're judging those people. I am. I am judging them on the basis of Scripture. That they are wrong, that they're deluded, and if they don't repent, they're going to split hell wide open and spend eternity in the lake of fire for their sins. Well, that's true of anybody that rejects the Bible. We'll go on next week.